Title: Junglist Drop Swing Approach with Crunchy Sampler Texture in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes, Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This lesson is for when you want that real junglist drop feeling inside Ableton Live 12. Tight, urgent, but slightly lurching in a disciplined way. And on top of that, you want the drums to feel like they've been through a sampler, through a couple generations of resampling, pushed a little hot crunchy, but still punchy. We're going to build three things at once. 1. A break-sliced drum rack that actually swings like jungle, not like house swing. 2. A crunchy sampler texture pipeline using stock Ableton devices. And 3. A drop arrangement approach that evolves with edits and energy staging instead of just looping the same bar forever. Let's set the frame first. We're aiming for 165 to 172 BPM. I'm going to sit you at 170 because that's a classic sweet spot where the break speaks fast, but you still get weight. Set your global quantize to 1/16 for convenience, but just know we're going to do plenty of manual timing that ignores the grid. Now create a few tracks so you can stay organized. Make a track for break slices as a drum rack. Make a punch track as another drum rack for modern reinforcement. Make a tops track, could be a audio or a rack. Then set up a return track called Crunch Bus. Finally, group your drum elements into a drum master group bus, so you can control the overall glue without wrecking the groove. The whole philosophy, the break is the identity. The punch layers are just a support system. If you get that backwards, you'll end up with generic DNB instead of old school jungle. Step 1. Pick a break and prep it like a junglist. Drag in an amen, a think, hot pants anything with attitude and good internal ghosting. Put it on an audio track. In the clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Turn transient loop mode off. And set envelope to 0% so you get clean slices rather than smeary tails. Loop it to one bar at first. If the groove really lives over two bars, use two, but start simple. Now the key move, slice it to a new MIDI track. Choose slice to drum rack, slicing by transients, one note per slice. Now you've got that classic break chop rack where each transient is playable. This is where jungle lives. You're not just looping, you're re-speaking the break. Step 2. Build the drop swing grid, the junglist way. Before we touch groove pool, we're going to establish a core pattern that feels right even with groove turned off. Make a one-bar MIDI clip driving your slices. Put your main kick-ish hit right at the start, around 1.1.1. Then land your main snares on beats 2 and 4. In a one-bar view, that's 1.2 and 1.4. Now add ghost notes and pickups. Think of jungle like a conversation around those main snares. The main snare hits are your anchor points. Everything else is decoration and momentum. Here's an important coaching rule: use anchor transients. Choose 2 to 4 hits that must feel locked. Usually it's the main snares and maybe one strong kick. Keep those almost on the grid. If everything moves, nothing feels like swing. It just feels light. Now we get into micro timing, and this is where the drop swing happens. Open the MIDI editor, and either turn off fixed grid or set it to 1/32 so you can nudge with intent. Try these timing moves as starting points. Nudge your hats and shakers late, around +8 +15 milliseconds. That late top makes the groove feel like it's dragging its feet in a good way. Then nudge ghost snares slightly early, around -5 to -12 milliseconds. That gives urgency, like the drummer is leaning into the snare. Keep the main snare pretty central, 0 to +5 milliseconds max. And then, one of my favorite tricks, that last 1/16 before the bar loops, try nudging it late by around +10 milliseconds. It creates a little suction into the loop point. Now stop and listen. You're aiming for drunk but disciplined. If you're hearing flams and sloppy doubles, it's too much, or your layers aren't aligned. And while we're here, don't forget velocity. Velocity is part of the timing illusion. A ghost note that's early and loud sounds like a mistake. A ghost note that's early but 10 to 18 dB quieter sounds like intention. On slice racks, treat velocity like a second groove lane. It's not just dynamics, it's storytelling. Also, make one law for your hats. Something consistent. For example, every off hat is late, every on hat is closer to the grid. The consistency is what makes it feel purposeful instead of random nudging. Step 3. Now we use groove pool, but only after the core timing already feels right. Take your original break audio clip and extract groove from it. In Ableton, you can do it from the clip groove dropdown or right-click and extract groove. Open groove pool and apply that groove to your slice MIDI clip. Also apply it to your tops, but at a lower amount. Here are solid advanced starting settings. Timing at 15 to 35%. Don't slam it to 100 unless you want chaos. Random at 2 to 6%. Just enough human drift. Velocity at 10 to 20% so you get that rolling brake movement. Base at 1/16th most of the time. And here's a crucial check. Check swing at 3 zoom levels. Macro level, does the bar-to-bar momentum lean forward? Grid level, are the important hits consistently placed? Transient level, are you accidentally creating flams because two layers hit slightly apart? In practice, that means you're going to bounce between MIDI note view and audio waveform view often. Don't trust only the piano roll. When it feels right, you can commit groove to the MIDI clip. Don't commit too early. Commit when you're like, yes, that's the pocket. Step 4. Crunchy sampler texture. We're going to ruin it tastefully. Create a return track called Crunch Boss, and we'll build a chain that mimics hot input stages, reduced bit depth edges, converter haze, and that gentle top roll-off you hear from old sampling and resampling. First device, saturator. Use analog clip. Drive it +3 to +8 dB. Turn soft clip on, and then match the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Second, redux. Set bit reduction around 10 to 12 bits. Start at 12. Set sample rate around 12 to 18 kHz. Lower sample rate gives you more speedish crunch. Keep dry/wet modest, like 10 to 35%. The goal right now is texture, not obliteration. Third, erosion. Use noise mode. Frequency around 3 to 8 kHz. Amount around 0.3 to 1.2. This adds that air sand, like old converters and noisy circuits. Fourth, drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 15. Crunch 5 to 20. Damp as needed so hats don't shred your ears. Keep boom off most of the time unless you know exactly why you're turning it on. Fifth, auto filter. Low pass 24 dB slope. Set frequency somewhere like 10 to 16 kHz. Resonance around 0.5 to 1.5. That's your sample through a system roll-off. Now send your break slices track into this return. Start low, like -18 dB send, and creep up to -8 if it needs more hair. Extra pro move from the expansion. If the crunch is making your hats harsh, do mid-only crunch. Put in a Q8 at the very start of the crunch bus. High pass around 180 to 250 Hz and low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. Now you can drive saturator and redux harder, without destroying the sub or turning the top into razor blades. It's like converter pinch focused where it counts. Now, the big authenticity move, resample generation. Make a new audio track called Resample Break. Set its input to resampling. Solo your break group or just your break slices, and record 4 to 8 bars. This is how you create a generation. It's not just a sound design trick, it's a commitment. You're printing a vibe. On the newly recorded audio, turn warp on. Here's a spicy technique. Briefly use Complex Pro on a very short section, then go back to beats. That tiny warp artifact can create a very early time stretch edge without smearing the whole loop. You can also do micro-region warp abuse. Duplicate the resample. Select a tiny chunk like 1/8 or 1/16 around a snare tail. Switch that clip or section to Texture or Complex Pro. Bounce it and blend it quietly under the cleaner one. You'll get that metallic haze that screams 90s stretching, but you keep your main transients intact. Once you like the resample, slice that resample again to a new drum rack. This is the moment where it stops sounding like a break in a DAW and starts sounding like your record. And a quick reality check, a slash be your original break against the resample at equal loudness. Crunch is seductive because it adds mid-range and seems louder. Level match before you decide it's better, or you'll just keep overcooking. Step 5. Punch layers without killing the break feel. Create a punch drum rack. Put a tight, short modern kick in there, and a clean snare or rim layer for body. Keep these layers quieter than you think. Let the break be the face. On the punch track, start with a Q8. High pass the kick around 25 to 35 Hz to clear sub-rumble, maybe a small boost around 60 to 90 Hz if it needs weight. For snare, cut some boxiness around 300 to 600 Hz and if it needs bite, a touch around 2 to 4 kHz. Then a light saturator, drive +1 to +3 dB, soft clip-on. Then glue compressor, ratio 2:1, attack 3 to 10 ms, release auto and keep gain reduction like 1 to 3 dB max. Timing tip that matters a lot. Nudge the punch snare slightly later than the break snare, like +3 to +8 milliseconds. That helps the break transient lead, avoids ugly flams, and keeps the break sounding like the drummer. Now step 6, arrangement. Make it junglist, not loopy. We'll build a reliable structure, 16-bar intro, 8-bar rise, 16-bar drop, and we'll detail the drop as a 32-bar plan you can reuse forever. In the first 8 bars of the drop, establish. main break loop plus punch layers, minimal edits, let the bass enter, or even just a substab. Keep it readable. Bars 9 to 16, variation. Add one or two extra ghost hits per bar. Introduce a new top loop or ride pattern. Add one short edit, a quick 1/16th stutter, or a tape stop style moment using clip transpose automation. Keep it short. Jungle edits are like punctuation, not paragraphs. Bars 17 to 24, intensity. Bring a second break in quietly, or add a hat loop underneath. Push or crunch, send up maybe 2 dB for excitement. At the end of bar 24, do a classic snare fill, 1/16th into 1/32nd retrig, but make sure it lands back on a clear snare. Bars 25 to 32, exit and transition. Remove one element every 4 bars. Do a final amen throw, like pitching a slice up and sweeping a filter. Then one of the most effective jungle tricks, a 1-beat stop. Silence hits hard. If you want it to feel physical instead of dead, do a pre-drop or pre-transition silence edit where you cut the drums for 1 beat, but leave a tiny gated room tail from the last snare. That gives vacuum plus space imprint. Very sound system.